$1 billion on flood insurance this Friday will be voted on, and then on January 15th, the first full legislative day, will be the additional $51 billion.
Everybody, welcome to 2013 and the first edition of America Tonight on the new calendar we just flipped over to. Hope you had a great New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and all that fun stuff, and had a chance to chill with the family, the posse, or yourself. Just catch your breath for a second or two. It's always hard to get back into it, kick back into it, especially when we're talking about so many things happening at the beginning of the year that'll affect all of us. The fiscal cliff became the fiscal cliffhanger because it really gets booted to March, the tail end of March, when some of what took place in that vote that narrowly came about before we kicked into 2013, and really on the doorstep, talk about knocking, kind of like somebody who had a little bit too much partying going on, and they sat on your stoop all night long, and then bang down the door, let me in, let me in. We finally have a decision. And in the end, there are plenty of people who won't be happy about this because everybody in some sense will pay for this. In fact, all of us are going to pay for it in a way because we've leveraged even more, $4 trillion more by 2020 or 2022 will be heaped onto our deficit, barring some miracle that somebody comes along and figures out a way to actually come up with a budget. You know, this is just the facts. The hole gets deeper and deeper and deeper. If you make $400,000, your taxes will now be 44%. That's what you'll be taxed on, 44%. For everybody else, there's not much movement in, except for in the payroll sense, because there you're going to lose some money from your check, about $35, $85 in all if you add up bi-weekly. So depends on how much you make, how much you would actually ultimately lose, but you'll lose something. The real winner in this was probably the market, because doom and gloom sinks the fates and fortunes of what happens on our markets. And I say this all the time. You know, the whole Wall Street thing, the actual money invested in Wall Street, certainly there are people who have money who are making more money. That's the old saying, it takes money to make money. But there are plenty of people who have pensions riding on what happens with the market, 401ks, IRAs, that kind of stuff. So you do care what happens. You do. If you're in the middle class, you care. The Dow went up 300 points because we didn't have doom and gloom. So there was one of your silver linings. The fiscal cliff, we don't have to hear that word again, but the hanger, the cliffhanger is certainly there, because now we'll go back into some of these discussions in March again. And John Boehner could have really cost himself the speaker's title. He certainly is at risk for that, because I believe it's going to be pretty rocky. There were people that objected. It wasn't a unanimous thing by any stretch of the imagination. And there are some things that are very dicey and iffy that get approved in this whole thing, including, and this was finally a big headline I saw somewhere, because we talked about this on America Tonight almost ad nauseum. I think I did probably, for me, we probably did 10 different angles of what is the wind energy tax credit. We talked to Dan Gaynor about it. We talked to a couple of other people from Americans for Prosperity as to the numbers and what do the numbers mean when we talk about getting a tax credit for wind. They have a heavy lobby, but it only makes up 2% of our electricity. So go figure that one. You and I are paying for this wind energy tax credit that's in the mix of what was voted on, $12 billion, to the tune of $12 billion. Now, the good news, it's only a one-year extension. So if we keep blowing on this, so to speak, maybe someone will pay attention, and you start to call your congresspeople and your senators, and that doesn't happen next time around, because it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. It's not really helping anyone except for a handful of people who have wind farms. Good for them that they get the break. But for everybody else, we're paying for it, and it's not really It's not doing anything. It's not doing anything for us when you say 2% of our electricity. That's not renewable, reusable energy sources that we should be worried about. Are you kidding? And it's never going to be an efficient way for us to have electricity. It's not. It's not one of the methods that will do anything, I think, other than in a few key, you know, few pockets, like in the desert of Palm Springs. There's one area where, okay, we're going to get some wind sometime, and that's going to help us. But we're paying for that. We're paying for all those people who are out on the golf course in Palm Springs because, oh, yeah, they might get the benefit of some of that wind energy, but the rest of us really are not going to benefit from it. Don't want to waste too much time on that one. Coming up this hour of America Tonight, going to talk about a couple of things. One, a Coast Guard lieutenant who finds himself in a dicey situation after smashing into some power lines. However, part of that is because of the Coast Guard not having the right equipment on the helicopter he was flying. Wait till you hear what's happening to him. We're going to talk to Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert. He was fighting to help this kid, Lieutenant Leone, not be completely smashed by Homeland Security. We'll go through how it came about, what happened, because there were some people that were killed on the flight where he co-piloted it. And what was messed up about the whole situation and kind of a power grab with the Coast Guard. And also, there's a great book out by Lisa Lark. It's called All They Left Behind. And it's about the people on the wall, the Vietnam Veterans Wall, and of all the monuments, which are absolutely incredible, including the Korean War Monument. There's something about the Vietnam Wall, even as a kid to me, that meant so much, because I would meet people who had stories that they didn't want to tell from Vietnam, and it always seemed to me that the folks, the men, the women that came back from Vietnam didn't get enough recognition because of the bitterness over the war, how the war ended, or, you know, a whole bunch of different reasons why. And thank goodness there is the memorial, and it's a beautiful memorial. But this book is incredible because it actually tells you some of the stories. You see the names, and unless you know the people, you don't know much about them. And they're trying to push to make that a more interactive exhibit, too, in the future, getting the photographs of the people, telling the stories, so that eventually you'll be able to go look at a name and say, oh, that's, wow, that's what they did in Vietnam. That's, you know, that's how long they served, and that's who they were. And it won't just be a name on a wall that's a fitting memorial, but it will actually tell you more. So wait till you hear that conversation with Lisa Lark. If you want to sound off on the fiscal cliff and whether you think your representative really screwed up by voting thumbs up, give us a call at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And how about the Sandy deal? New Jersey, New York, they get the old shiv in the back. And there are quite a few people who are furious at House members who decided to skip a vote on the Sandy aid bill.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com, or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. You know, one of my favorite people to have on this show always. We don't even have to have a reason to have him on. But terrorism expert Jeff Atticott, he's going to tell us the story about Lieutenant Lance Leone. It's a sad story. It basically starts off in July of 2010 when Leone was the co-pilot of an MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter. Now, this helicopter was flying from Astoria, Oregon, to the crew's base in a place that some of you know or are familiar with, Sitka, Alaska. It hit an unmarked span of some wires that were hanging, low-hanging wires, near a place called La Push, Washington. And we've talked about this a little bit before. Crashed into the water, killed the pilot and two crew members. If we fast-forward this a little bit further, and we've talked about this, as I said before, he was cleared, basically cleared during the investigation. At the time of the accident, they ended up passing this investigation down the line, let's say, to an air station commander who ordered Lieutenant Leone to go before an aviation evaluation board and make a comment because of his flight record and, you know, blah, 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 that he needed to improve flight communication, that kind of stuff. And we're giving you little snippets of this story. There's so much more we could fill in, and we're going to let Jeff do that. But this is the thing, that commander wrote a memo arguing against any criminal action. So 14 months after the crash, now he was charged with negligent homicide, dereliction of duty, destruction of government property. And Leone faced 24 years in prison if convicted. And now it seems as though I thought he had been cleared. And there have been a lot of people that have tried to help him. A lot of senators have tried to intervene in this case. And it's a mess. You've got Homeland Security involved, Janet Napolitano. I don't understand how it went from, okay, we're getting through this. Here's what we've said about this accident. And now this Coast Guard case has become so much bigger, but this lieutenant's life hangs in the balance. And Jeff, you certainly know much more about this story. Did I do it some justice to try to explain some of the angles of this?
Yeah, that's a good start. What occurred is he was actually charged at a court-martial by the admiral, by the name of Ostaby, and the Article 32, which is far more intensive. It's like a mini-trial than a grand jury for the civilian sector, basically recommended dismissal of all charges. They said, this is bogus. I mean, this guy was the co-pilot. The lines that they hit were hung by the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard was on notice that these lines were negligently marked. In fact, two other aircraft had already crashed into the same power lines within the last couple of decades, and they still hadn't fixed them. Also, the helicopters that the Coast Guard uses do not have the special cutters on the wheels that all other military aircraft, rotor ring aircraft have. And so if they would have had them, they would have saved lives. They would have cut the wires. Nobody would have died. So the Air Force is really, not the Air Force, the Coast Guard is negligent here because they are the ones that hung the wires. They're on notice that they were negligently hung. And also the aircraft didn't have the cutters that they're supposed to have on them, in my opinion, to save lives. So after the court-martial recommended dismissal of all the charges, the admiral didn't take that too well. Neither did the commandant of the Coast Guard, a guy by the name of Admiral Papp. He wanted to hold this lieutenant accountable because, you know, somebody's got to be responsible for this. So they gave him a letter of reprimand that basically called him a murderer. Then a promotion board met and decided that this is all a witch hunt. This lieutenant's a good officer, has a good record, and they recommended that he should be promoted from lieutenant to lieutenant commander. Well, that didn't sit well with the admiral in Washington, D.C., and what he did is he convened a special board to pull him off the promotion list, and that's where we're at right now. They sent him to San Antonio, Texas to kind of cool his heels while they finished him off, his career, and that's what I found about the case. I went to the Washington Times and encouraged them to publish the story. It was published on the front page of the Washington Times on the 26th of December. We're now going to have it come out in the Navy Times. And basically what we're trying to do is to shed light on this case and to show the abuse of power that's occurring here. And another thing that the Coast Guard doesn't have is an inspector general's office where soldiers, whether Coast Guard personnel that are abused, can go to an impartial review process and have that, you know, that process looked at. Coast Guard falls under the Department of Homeland Security, so Janet Napolitano now will decide whether or not to destroy his career because that little promotion board recommendation to pull him off the promotion board, that board met in November, and we haven't got the results yet. It goes all the way up again, as I said, to Janet Napolitano. So we're trying to open this up to the public, trying to go to our congressmen, senators, to have everybody we can think of, you know, act on behalf of this lieutenant, because if they can get away with doing this to him, they could do this to anybody in the Coast Guard.
Yeah, and in a nutshell, it's what you said, and what you, when you're talking about how, what a crazy, egregious case of unlawful command influence there is against Lieutenant Leone, you're really saying that, listen, they didn't have the right equipment in the helicopters, that's the deal, so are they trying to do a little CYA here? Is that why the Coast Guard is hell-bent on going after him?
Well, I think they were embarrassed because when they preferred murder charges, they said, well, this will, you know, no one's going to stand up to this. They wanted him to resign is what they wanted to do. And this lieutenant said, no, I'm not resigning. I didn't do anything wrong. Bring it on. And they were trying to outbluff him. And when the charges were dropped, and his promotion board recommended that he be promoted, they were determined to, you know, to hold him accountable, even though any reasonable person looked in this case said, you know, this is the pilot is the one that made this decision to turn and go down and look at a little ship that was coming out of the harbor, didn't tell the co-pilot, and Leone was the Lieutenant Leone was the co-pilot. And, everybody on board tragically got killed. The deaths could have been prevented if the Coast Guard would have marked the wires. These are not civilian wires. These are Coast Guard wires. Now, of course, they've taken all the wires down. They put a generator next to that little area, which they should have done in the first place. But it's just a case of people in power that don't want to admit that they're wrong, and they just keep on making more wrong decisions on more wrong decisions and hope that nobody notices. But now with a front page story in the Washington Times and another story coming out on the front page of the Navy Times, you know, our center is determined to help him advertise his case until we get Janet Napolitano to not pull him off the promotion board and just let him go on and continue to serve this country.
Yeah. I mean, I urge everybody listening to this story. We have a lot of listeners across the country to please, please write to your senators. Give them a call. Fax them, whatever you have to do. We're going to really, really push this story. We've talked about it before, and now this is serious stuff here. And you, as you talked about, it's the sitting on that promotion, the fact of having that ripped apart and what a big difference that made. Leading up to that, they found him, those evaluations found him fit to fly, and yep. He just had to pass a retraining course. So he had to have been stunned. Was that his reaction? I mean, he had to be stunned when you talked to him as to what happened here.
Yeah, he was. In fact, he had two boards that met to see whether he should fly again. Both boards recommended, yes, he should fly again. They were sending him to a retraining program when the admiral again revoked those orders and said, nope, you're not going to a retraining program. You're going to San Antonio until we can figure out how to get rid of you. And so they're pretty confident before we advertise this throughout the nation that they would be able to, you know, put the knife in his back very quietly, pull him off their promotion list, and no one would ever find out about it.
Yeah, and you know, you talked about, or I mentioned this already because you've been pounding the pavement, and you talked about the one publication, the Navy publication coming out, and of course we're doing it on this show and we're going to push it to other stations. But the fact that you've already rattled some of the cages on the Hill, and you have, I guess maybe even Senator Marco Rubio may be interested in this if he starts to look into the details of this. He has certainly some clout there on the Hill, and maybe with enough push, the outcome of this could turn in a different direction.
Yes, absolutely. We're getting Mike McCall, who is the congressman for Texas, he's the head of the Department of Homeland Committee in Congress. And if your listeners could call Mike McCall and urge him to take action, because, again, they have oversight for the Department of Homeland Security and how they conduct business. And this is what this needs. I mean, and the Coast Guard certainly could make some internal reforms, which is, let's have an inspector general, which the Navy has an inspector general, the Army has one, the Air Force has one, the Marines have one, Coast Guard doesn't have one.
Yeah, imagine that. So then it gets kicked around and you're stuck if you don't have somebody like Jeff who finds out about this. You know, imagine what can happen in the future. Sad story, and let's hope we have a good outcome to this. Mike McCall, that's where you want to call. We're going to give out that number. We'll dig it up and we'll put it all over the America Tonight website. Let's help Lieutenant Leone out. Jeff Atticott, as always, thanks for coming on the show, and thanks for fighting the good fight so this guy doesn't get jammed up.
Thank you for your support. You have thousands and thousands of listeners, and what you do really, really helps.
Thanks. Thanks, Jeff.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
Of all the monuments in Washington, D.C., folks, and I've been to a bunch of them. In fact, last year I was just there once again. And having grown up in Philadelphia, we always took field trips to Washington. I can remember the first time that I saw the Vietnam Wall. Do you remember all the hubbub when it first came out? And now you go and you see hubbub in a good way. I mean, when you go to the Vietnam Memorial, the Veterans Memorial, it just makes the hair, I think, on your arm stand up and you get goosebumps. Because it seems every time I'm there, I know that I'm probably looking at a family member. I see flowers that are left, notes, and the scratching over the names, putting a piece of paper and the scratching over the names. And perhaps that's why I have that reaction. But I think that of all the wars that we've fought, and so many of you have called who did fight in the Vietnam War, and you tell your stories, especially when it's Veterans Day or other times when we're talking about what's happening with veterans of all wars. And it's just, some of the stories are just so poignant, and you just can't do enough to remember what the people did and their contributions and the people that never came back from that war. So Lisa Lark has written a terrific book. It's a coffee table book with amazing pictures and stories. It's called All They Left Behind, Legacies of the Men and the Women on the Wall. And this is in commemoration of the 30th anniversary of the wall. Lisa, thanks for popping on ATN this new year, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well, Kate. Thanks for having me on to talk about the book and the wall and the veterans of the Vietnam War.
Tell everybody what it was that sent you, that was the driving force behind you putting this book together.
Well, I'm a high school English teacher as my day job, and the high school where I teach in Dearborn, Michigan, lost 23 men during the Vietnam era. And every spring we hold a Memorial Day service for those men, and my involvement in this project just evolved from a student asking me a question, wanting to know more about some of these men from Edsel Ford High School who died. I started researching, and that led me to a great program that the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund has called the Call for Photos Project. And what we want to do is get a photograph for all 58,282 names on the wall. And from there, the photographs led me to some of these I mean, amazing stories of heroism and bravery and sacrifice. And once we started telling them, they just kept coming.
And so with the pictures that are being collected, because, oh, that's so many, and you think of all the names on the wall, ultimately, what is the goal of with the photographs?
Well, primarily, the first step is they'll be used on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund website, and you can go to that website, search the wall for a name of a soldier from your hometown, from your high school, just see if someone has the same name as you do. And instead of just coming up with that person's name, you'll be able to see their photograph.
Oh, great.
So we're putting a face with the name of every name that's on the wall.
Yeah.
So that's the first step. But eventually the photographs will be used at the forthcoming education center at the wall. And that way, when the first generation of Vietnam veterans and their families grow old and unfortunately pass on, we'll be able to leave these legacies, these photographs, and these stories for future generations.
Yeah. What I love about the book is you have their name, and it looks like it was scratched, and then you tell their rank and their date of birth and when they died and how they died. There's a little thing about that, but also the personal stories, as you said, and where you can find their name. Like you say, panel 23W, row 112, and if you were looking there, that would be First Lieutenant in the Army, Sharon A. Lane, and reading her story, she was killed by a rocket attack. And, you know, reading the things that she did while she was there, what she did, the countless hours that she put in, and how many people were suffering and how many people that she treated. It's just a great, great story, somebody that you introduced us to. You introduced us to a whole bunch of people for a lot of different reasons. How did you, when you were narrowing everything down, you were looking through these stories and you talked about the connection to Michigan, were you, I don't want to say surprised, but you know, they say that there's so much more behind the name. There's so much more life to that story. As you started to do the research for it, did you find that it just kind of poured out while you were doing that?
Oh, absolutely. When we started this process, you know, my roots are in Dearborn, Michigan, so there is a section on the book about my Dearborn boys, and I obviously became very, very close to those stories. Those were the first ones I researched, and obviously I have the most detail because they walk the streets that I walk, and they, you know, they attended the school that I teach at. And so for me, that was a very powerful segment to feel those connections. And that's the hope with having soldiers, as you can tell from the book, from across the country. We have James Gabriel from Hawaii. And then we go all the way across the country. We have Eugene Self from New Jersey. We even have Paul Wolos from Canada. So hopefully these people will see them as more than just names, as more than just these names carved in that granite, and learn who they were. I mean, these were fathers and sons and daughters. You know, a lot of people overlook the eight women on the wall, as you mentioned, Sharon Lane, but there are seven others. And once you start digging into these men's stories, it just becomes this amazing connection, because for many people, you know, they lived through it. But for those of us that didn't, it creates this connection. And when I work with my students, that's what they're so drawn by. Oh, I was on the swim team. I'm in the school plays. You know, and we've even found students in our school that are related to some of the men that we celebrated our memorial service that we didn't even realize.
Wow, isn't that terrific? Well, as you do this, and or as you put this together, was there had to be a couple stories that really just touched you. What's your favorite story in the whole book? Do you have a favorite story?
Oh, that's hard to say. I mean, you come so to know these men and women so well, and to forge these just deep connections. But there's two that really sort of touched me, you know, perhaps a little bit more deeply than others. There's one story in the book about Charles Meek, a Lance Corporal from Michigan, and he's actually a young man that lived down the street from my mother when they were growing up and attended high school with her in St. Clair Shores, Michigan. And so Chuck was really the first person that I knew. Obviously, I didn't know him. He was sadly gone before I was born, but I learned of his story growing up. You know, when my family traveled to the wall, you know, as you mentioned, you go there and you see these names, and that was the name that I looked for. And so once I was able to dig more deeply into Chuck's story, you know, it was able to bring, you know, me much closer to him. But it also was able to, you know, give my mother some closure to learn more about this man that she knew for such a long time, but simply only knew that he went to Vietnam and, you know, sadly didn't come home. So that was a very powerful experience. And then secondly would be the story from a little further back in the book of David Land and Ralph Bickford from Wichita, Kansas. They were two best friends that were absolutely inseparable. David was outgoing and gregarious, and Ralph was much more serious and shy. And David joined the Navy, and Ralph joined the Army National Guard. And, you know, Ralph came down with this illness, and David went and took care of him. And, you know, the families were very close. And David, unfortunately, was killed in Vietnam on January 14th of 1969, and Ralph lost his life about 9 weeks later. Ralph was buried on David's birthday, and his body came home from Vietnam on Ralph's birthday, and there's a beautiful photograph in the book. The two of them are buried side by side in Kansas. Their families chose to have them buried together, and their story of friendship is just one that I think is so emblematic of these men.
You know, Lisa, what did you say? And you're right, and that story is one of the, I would have picked that story out too as I was going through the book, that because of the, as you say, because of the bosom buddy deal that they had, obviously, and how sad, I mean, how tragic it was, but the fact that they were there for each other, even, you could say, even in death, it was very, very, very touching. When you, once you finish this book, I can imagine there was a lot of reactions from some of the families. What did some of the families say to you about the book?
Well, the families have been overwhelmingly positive. I've received some wonderful notes. I actually just returned from Wichita, where we had a reading from the section on David and Ralph at a great bookstore, Watermark Books in Wichita, Kansas. And David's father was there. His brother and sister were there. Ralph's sister was there, as well as people who knew them growing up. And it's just, the response has just been overwhelming. For so long, Vietnam veterans were not welcome homed as they should have been. And this has been a chance for families to tell the stories of these men and women that they loved so much and, you know, sort of shout from the rooftops that, you know, these were amazing, wonderful, inspiring people that would have gone on to live wondrous lives. And, you know, we're all sort of worse for it because they weren't able to grow into adulthood.
Yeah. What a perfect note to end this interview on. And like I said, I can't tell you folks listening enough about this book. It's just so terrific. And the way Lisa summed it up, for far too long, Vietnam veterans were forgotten by way too many people. All they left behind, legacies of the men and the women on the wall. If people want to get a copy of the book, Lisa, how can they do that?
The best way to do it is go to the MT Publishing website, which is www.mtpublishing.com, or you can go to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund website at vvmf.org. We also want to encourage your listeners that if they have any photographs of friends or family members that were lost in Vietnam, please get in touch with us. Get in touch with me personally. We'll make sure that those photographs get up onto the website, and then we can use them in the education center so that all of these men and women can be remembered.
Yep, excellent. Lisa, thanks a lot, and I hope a lot of people go and read that book and know more about the stories of the people that they see on the wall when they go and look at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial there in Washington, D.C. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you very much, Kate. I appreciate it.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got
all right, another two laps here left of this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a great start to 2013. How many times have you written down somewhere 2012? Guarantee you've written at least once or twice. I stopped myself in a note. There was some note I was writing where I had to write the date. And I did put 12 originally, and then I went back and got the 2013. Luckily, most of us aren't writing very many checks. That's what really used to nip people. Many of you had plenty to say about what Congress ultimately did in the wee hours starting off the new year. So that means we're going to head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Jake in Texas, who says, wow, fancy smancy word to begin with. It was stupid when they called it a fiscal cliff. It wasn't a great deal, to say the least. I guess we are in some way protected from a bigger tax hike if we're the middle class. We still will be paying more ultimately in our paychecks because of the payroll taxes, but it is better than it could have been. However, I think the Republicans really crumbled. When you look at the small businesses and the small businesses that will have to create more jobs, where's the incentive? The incentive has completely gone out the window for anybody who owns a business. Why, oh why, in Washington don't they understand the simple economics of what has to happen. All good points. What has to happen is they have to have a balanced budget to begin with, or at least come close, so you don't get into the circumstances that we keep finding ourselves in time and time again. This will be revisited May, or March rather, 27th, or in and around then. Who knows what also happens with Sandy, because that vote was scrapped. It's supposed to happen on the 15th or by the 15th, before the 15th. But will it happen? Who knows? That's the answer. You don't know. It's hocus pocus. I mean, really, coming out of Foggy Bottom. We're the taxpayers, but we're not really quite sure what we're getting. So it passed the New Year's deadline, but they avoid the so-called dive over the cliff. But everybody's going to end up paying more in some way. Plus, it doesn't even include what's happening with insurance premiums. So there you have it. Let's go to May's note in Illinois. May says, I don't know what your resolutions were for the new year, but mine is not to pay attention to what they're doing in Washington. You know, the whole idea of seceding from the Union, maybe the Texans had it right. Not such a bad idea. Because this Congress and probably the next Congress will do much of the same. We, as you say, Kate, will go round and round again and on the same topics. Nothing changes. You look at illegal immigration. What have we done in this country to temper that, which is draining so many resources in so many of our cities? And the answer is nothing. Usually it turns out there's more politicking going on than actual work, it seems, coming out of D.C. Yeah, it does seem that way, doesn't it? Because it's that Potomac two-step, dancing around whatever the issue is, pushing it past beyond the election point, and then complaining about the other guy and saying, well, they're the ones who tanked it, and that's the reason nothing has happened here. And I would have to agree, it's ridiculous. It is the same thing over and over again. All right, this one from Billy D, who is listening to us somewhere, he says, in the great out there. I like that. In the great out there, Billy D says, gun checks. Have you seen, Kate, some of the stories I was actually looking at on Facebook today, that gun checks have really taken off in the U.S., and that can mean one thing and one thing only. The more Americans are buying guns, yeah. The FBI background checks that you have to get have gone through the roof. Almost 40% is the number that I read, 40% rise. So what does that mean? Almost 3 million people want background checks, or background checks are being done on 3 million people during the month of December. So that passes November's mark that was already up. And that means, because of the conversation that we've been having about whether or not weapons are going to be banned, what happens with assault weapons, all that kind of stuff, I think it's, and plus the things that have happened, like the shootings, the last one, Newtown, Connecticut, has sent people into the mode of, okay, well, you know, maybe I need this for self-defense, and I'm gonna get one. I'm gonna get a gun. I didn't have one before. Or maybe people that are armed have decided they need to get more arms, and the interest in guns in general would spike up whenever there's a mass shooting, because you're afraid for your kids, for personal reasons, for safety in your house, and you think that they might come up with some cockamamie law that would ban the use of a lot of different firearms, a lot of different guns would be booted. And we know that the president is committed to pushing new legislation to find a ban on some, at least, semi-automatic weapons. So since that's already out there, that makes sense that you'd see background checks to try to get the weapons as soon as somebody can. In fact, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, which is one of those trade association for the people who make guns, says that the size of the industry is at $4 billion a year. The shares of Smith & Wesson shot up almost 2% at Wednesday's close of the market, which, of course, the markets were up across the board big time, since there was positive news coming out of Washington and we're flying over the dreaded fiscal cliff. But, you know, anytime you see in this, so I know we've done tons of stories on this, anytime you see any kind of a horrific mass shooting, like I said, that's when you see the spike in people getting weapons and the background checks happening and That's the reason why, it has to be the reason why that's happened here. This one from the Big B, it just says Big B, that's all I can say. Big B says, hello, Ms. Delaney, and everybody listening to America Tonight. The gun debate, I think, is worth having in the United States. We need to get back to a point in our lifetimes where we can at least have a conversation with people who don't agree. I am all about the Second Amendment, but I'm certainly willing to have a conversation with somebody who thinks we shouldn't have guns or thinks that we should limit certain types of guns. I think a lively discussion, a debate on it, is absolutely worth having. Maybe we'll have that explosive conversation that turns into a much more genteel situation. Wouldn't that be terrific? That's my resolution, by the way, for 2013. Here's one from the dude. Oh, I get the reference. Love the movie. I'm assuming it's the same. The dude from New Jersey says, what a raw deal. Taxes shoot up for almost every single American. Kate, I wonder if the people listening to the show realize what's happened here. People making between 40 to 50 grand will have an average of almost $600 of an increase in taxes in 2013. And if you make even more than that, you'll probably face an increase of almost $1,000 because it's just the payroll tax that we're seeing will get levied on everybody, and that will make a big difference there. But the temporary reduction in the payroll will help Social Security, so that's a good thing from that perspective. I think any way you look at these numbers, it depends on your perspective as to how you're going to feel about them, because everybody's going to find that they are affected in some way, but it's different when you're paying 44% of the money you earned on taxes versus a lesser amount. It might not feel as though it's such a cruel cut, but everybody will definitely feel something, whether it's a little bit in a check every 2 weeks or it's something much more significant.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Oh, man. Talk radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.